WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
The population of the so-called 500-channel cable TV universe rises by one tonight as Nickelodeon's Nick at Night launches its new 24-hour sister service, Nick at Night's TV Land. Most local cable companies aren't carrying TV Land, but cable subscribers who get Nickelodeon can watch tonight's special simulcast. TV critic David Bianculli explains how and has a review.
If you can get Nick at Night on your TV set, you can get tonight's TV Land launch, too. Just turn to Nick at Night at 8 o'clock Eastern Time, and presto. For one night, you'll be in TV Land. Nickelodeon is simulcasting TV Land in hopes that a lot of people will watch it tonight and call their cable companies tomorrow. If you love vintage TV, chances are you'll do both. TV Land has taken the slogan from Nick at Night, preserving our television heritage, and turned it into an entire nonstop network. Just listen to what you get tonight in one night of TV Land. You get the original pilot of Happy Days, the one that was shown on Love American Style. You get the very first Addams Family, the very first Gunsmoke. You know how old that is? I do. It's from 1955, 41 years ago. You get the first episode of That Girl, the first Hogan's Heroes, the first Green Acres, and the first episodes of two Private Eye series that haven't been seen in quite a while. Mannix, in which Mike Connors got beat up a lot, and Honey West, in which Anne Francis had an ocelot. Tonight's all-night launch party also features the first episodes of Hill Street Blues and St. Elsewhere, which TV Land will run in sequence. Not that that'll help people who can't get the channel tomorrow. Also tonight, the Beatles' first appearance on The Ed Sullivan Show, and Ronald Reagan as a guest star on the Sonny and Cher Comedy Hour. And along with all that, a sitcom and a theme song you probably haven't thought of in a long, long time.
Ride the little train that is rolling down the tracks to the junction. Forget about your cares, it is time to relax at the junction. Lots of curves, you bet, even more when you get to the junction.
Petticoat Junction.
But wait, that's not all. The biggest treat on TV Land tonight is a drama called Time Element, which originally appeared on Westinghouse Desilu Playhouse in 1958. It was written by Rod Serling, and it's a time travel story that served as the original unofficial pilot for The Twilight Zone. That's TV history of the best kind. And TV Land gives equal time to TV history of the worst kind. That's why tonight's all-night simulcast also includes the 1965 pilot episode of one of the most famously bad sitcoms of all time, My Mother the Car, starring Jerry Van Dyke. How could TV Land be any more fun than this? Here's how. For its first year of operation, because it's in so few TV homes anyway, TV Land isn't going to show any commercials. Not any new ones. Instead, it's showing vintage commercials along with its vintage programs. And during commercial breaks, you can see Speedy Alka-Seltzer, Punchy the Hawaiian Punch Guy, Charlie the Tuna, and other classic TV ad characters.
Once upon a time there was an engineer.
Choo-choo Charlie was his name, we hear.
He had an engine and he sure had fun. He used good and plenty candy to make his train run.
Charlie says, love my good and plenty. Charlie says, really rings the bell. Charlie says, love my good and plenty. Don't know any other candy that I love so well.
What else can I say? If TV Land was a real place, I'd move there. Stack up some blank cassettes and catch TV Land tonight, then get on the phones and start lobbying for it tomorrow.
David Bianculli is TV critic for the New York Daily News. I'm Terry Gross, and this is Fresh Air.